This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Roughly 180,000 Coloradans have signed up for individual health insurance during open enrollment through the state's exchange. Connect for Health Colorado says that's around 8% more than last year. Nearly 70% who enrolled in a 2021 plan qualified for help to reduce monthly premiums. At least one member of Colorado's congressional delegation supports some executive orders issued by President Biden on his first day in office. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Biden signed a flurry of executive orders Wednesday, including a mask mandate. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse of Boulder specifically applauded three of the orders, rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement, rescinding Trump's travel ban on Muslim majority in African countries, and restoring the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Neguse, who is the child of immigrants, says the United States is a country of immigrants, and quote, "It is vital that our values and our actions reflect this." In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The son of one of Colorado's most prominent political insiders got a parole from Donald Trump. Beau Brownstein was convicted of insider trading in 2012 and sentenced to a year in prison for using insider information to net nearly $2.5 million from an energy trade. He is the son of Denver attorney Norman Brownstein, whose firm became one of the most powerful lobbying groups in the country. Still windy along the Front Range at this hour. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.